Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at the SiriusXM studios live at the Wynn in Las Vegas, and we have two Vegas legends, the entrepreneurs, business strategists, consultants, an expert in the capital markets, an old friend of mine sitting in the anchor spot, Tony Drexel Smith. Thanks for joining me on the Playbook.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
And you brought an extraordinary friend, another great strategist, but also founder and CEO of Genetic Lifespan. His name is Adam Vincent Gilmer.
Thank you, David,
for joining us. Hopefully we'll elevate the stature of this studio by sandwiching you with me and Tony, two old cockers here.
I feel right sandwiched.
It's good.
Look, guys, things have changed so much. Even since last time we saw each other, Tony, technology has accelerated with velocity so much in the capital markets and in business, and especially in health span, lifespan, in genetics. But I believe in... I'm hoping you two can confirm that what it took 100 years ago to be successful, the character, is the same character that it takes. Things just are moving with a velocity and change happens much quicker. But if you don't have the foundation that we grew up with and we learned from our grandparents and parents, it doesn't matter what technology does for you. I'm going to start with you, Adam.
Sure.
What characteristics are those that are common denominators that we can look back to previous generations that are not contributed or affected by technology?
Well, you know, you look back, keeping your word is probably one of the biggest things out there, because here's what friends do. Even when business goes bad, having word and having a relationship is the best. Because when things go bad in your friends, you can still work things out. And keeping your word is probably, to me, the biggest.
I love that. I created something over the years in alignment with that called an overlap agreement. Huh. It was a non-binding agreement that said, hey, here's how we're going to try to help each other.
Yeah.
And if it's not working out, it's open-ended, it's non-binding. We'll make adjustments to continue to do what we were trying to do, which is work it out. And so many different times when we have a binding agreement, the minute we come to an agreement, time, emotion, and value changes, and it changes so quickly. If we're not aligned with character and integrity, it's not going to work out.
Agreed.
Speaking of character and integrity, this man's been here for decades doing business the right way. That's why so many people rely on him as a strategist, consultant in business, an expert in the capital markets. Tony, what are some of the characteristics that you think haven't changed despite technology changing everything?
Yeah, in my book last year, I listed 31 values and principles, and I put in what I thought was the right order. And right at the top for me was loyalty. We're right in alignment with each other. You are who you hang with. That's really true. And at the end of the day, who was loyal when things were tough, right?
That's
because
right.
Any entrepreneur that's real, anyone that I've met with of wealth or success has been there in terms of tough times. Right. And that loyalty is so critical because you really know who you can count on when the chips are down, because everyone shows up when the chips are up.
Agreed,
so true.
100%.
It's interesting. I have written so many books, but my latest one, you know, Connected to Goodness, when you'd walk by it at the airports, people weren't grabbing it, especially compassionate capitalism, not really. But my latest book is flying off the shelves because I named it correctly. They told me, Simon & Schuster, you can't sell a secret. So they said, come up with a title that will really entice people. So I came up with Don't Do Business with Dicks.
I love that.
Finally, a title that sells. I wasted time writing the book because people just buy it because of the title. But surrounding yourself with the right people, the right ideas, moving from character, which I highly suggest people reading Tony's book, especially with those 31 different values and characteristics that are applicable today to be successful.
I think having a personal relationship with the creator is very, very important. I think that's missing today. See, back then, and you look back even the founding fathers of our country, massive connection to source. And today, the younger generation is kind of not there, and there's, you know, all this craziness happening around the world. I think that should be a governing piece for people.
That is so smart. And now, getting to that, there's two things. You know, knowledge when we were young was power. That's why we had to study so hard and go to school and memorize shit. Because knowledge was power.
That's what we were told, right?
And you read books. Yeah. Today, knowledge is a commodity.
That's right.
You can, with this thing, right? We can find stuff in 2 seconds. But wisdom and faith, that's what shortens the distance of resistance. I tell people all the time, every problem already has a solution in it. It's just a lapse of time till we get smart enough, have wisdom and faith to find the resolution, the resolution. Tony, we've talked about faith with Adam, but wisdom is something that comes with a very high price, and both of you have paid, both of us have paid that.
Absolutely.
Price.
I mean, first of all, let me just say, I went to ministry school, theology school, because of my belief in faith as well. But to answer your question on wisdom, it's crazy how the older you get, the more you realize you don't know very much.
Right.
And the greatest secret as we get older on wisdom is the most difficult thing in life is keeping it simple. And people, for whatever reason, try to overcomplicate things all the time to justify whatever it is they're trying to prove. And my issue with meeting with people, whether it's about capital or building a company or whatever the case, why are you trying to overcomplicate this? If you can keep it simple, we've got a success story. The more you complicate it, the harder it's going to be successful.
Great. It is so true. And a lot of people, even with simplicity, one of my favorite quotes is the simple things to do are simple not to do. And that's why I preach and teach gratitude so much, because there's nothing more simple than finding light, love, and lessons in everything. In faith, one of the things that is so aligned in my bit, you know, being a student, being a law student, a business student, undergrad, and all the different dummy tax that I paid, but faith provides one thing in entrepreneurship, and it's a lesson that so many entrepreneurs have a difficult time understanding. The evidence today as an entrepreneur is either not aligned with or contrary to where you want to be. That is the formula to being an entrepreneur. So if you don't seek wisdom from great leaders like Adam and Tony, and you don't have faith, you're going to feel punished every single day. And eventually, you're going to quit. Real quickly, my mom told me when I lost everything, and Tony knows this, 20 years ago, I went bankrupt, lost over $100 million, lost my mom's house, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich. But I told my mom and asked her, why would God punish me this way? My mom's very religious. And she smirked at me. She had just been told she lost her house. She smirked at me and said, oh, sweetheart, God doesn't punish anyone. He is protecting you, promoting you, loving you, and perfecting you. You're old enough. You got to figure this out, and I'm here to help you. And that was the day that I said, evidence never shows me where I'm actually going to be, but God does. Yeah. And I have to have that faith. How do we help entrepreneurs? And we're all three people who are here in a mission to help entrepreneurs. How do we help them understand, don't quit? Just because there's no evidence doesn't mean you can't have hope.
Well, you know, you're always one person away from making something happen. And I like it when you take one step, no more, no less, and the rest is revealed. Actually, God reveals it.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. The other thing a lot of people do, young people do this day, is that they want it so fast. And they also understand that this doesn't happen fast. What happens is you build your character over time and you become. And become is like, look around. People want things. It's all God's anyway. Mm. And you just got to qualify for that time. And so, that's what's missing, I think.
And the understanding of exponential growth, right? They don't know the rule 72, that it's applicable to behaviors beyond just economics. Tony, for you, are there any guideposts that you can help young entrepreneurs with to overcome the unfortunate proof that they need or the speed in which they're hoping for outcomes to happen?
The book Acres of Diamonds comes to mind, right?
Good book.
It's so often that people quit too soon. And it's a story that you hear over and over. And that book, Acres of Diamonds, does a great job of sharing that story of being so close.
Yeah, or three people from goal with sharing that.
Right, and quitting versus pivoting. And understanding there's a big difference. Pivoting is a requirement for every entrepreneur, because you can make the greatest plan in the world, but God knows that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And being an expert in pivoting and knowing when to pivot and why and how to re-message when required is an art. It takes experience to know we're not stopping or quitting. We're just moving a little bit, so because there was a reason to do that. And as long as you've got a strong foundational mission statement that you can go back to and say, is this pivot still in alignment with our mission? Then you're fine. But that issue of quitting is constant, and it's something that comes up in almost daily conversation. Don't quit. But I caution people, saying don't quit is different than pivot.
That's yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Pivoting is not quitting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And expanding it and aligned with the universe as it expands as well, and aligning our skills, our knowledge, and our desire with who we want to become is essential. As we finish up, you guys are involved in so many different businesses, and I would love for you to just quickly share how my community can support you, where they can go to support you, what project or business you would like them to reach out to provide value to them.
Well, I founded Genetic Lifespan because the last company we were in, we did $9.6 billion worth of vitamin sales.
Nice.
Over 14 years. We did really good.
Yes.
But
that's with a B, everyone.
With a B. The challenge was, though, that only about 30% of the people absorbed. And that means 70% were not getting absorption. So for all the listeners listening, there's only one way to find out. You got to test. And we've developed that test. Mm. We test inside the cell to see what you're absorbing. And that's why our company's starting to get good traction.
That's super cool. And where can they find it?
They can find that at geneticlifespan.com.
Geneticlifespan.com. And I'm a big fan of the Sterling Club, and I know that's a big part of what you do. But Tony, where and what should people be interested to reach out to you for?
Well, Tony Drexel Smith, Inc. is my brand. And under that, we've got FinFire, which is the financial industry network for intermediary-ready companies. That means companies that are seeking capital, those intermediaries that you got to work with to raise capital and get deals done. That's finfire.com. And then we have our micro-venture investment company, and that's the Micro Venture Capital Fund. And that fund led the purchase of the Sterling Club. We just did the acquisition May 20th. So it's just been 6 weeks or so, and it's a great time. And right now that is a big focus for us. This is our 22nd acquisition. And the reason we purchased it was to be able to have FinFire and the Microventure Capital Fund have a platform for all of our clients, investors, Angel Club, for all of our like-minded entrepreneurs, investors, and bankers to have a place to work from. Because we need human interaction. And with today's technology and AI and now with quantum computing and fusion technology and everything else that's happening, it's just making the world really fast. One of the reasons we bought this club was to slow it down. Let's not forget about relationships. Let's not forget about it's important that you have access to decision makers and people. And where do you meet them? You meet them in a place where you can have a first-class dinner, sit at one of our bars, sit at our pool, sit at our, we have a couple of elevated elite member only rooms where you can sit with someone where they wouldn't meet you otherwise. I mean, last week alone, I mean, I got one-on-one meetings with four different people that have nine-figure incomes. Yeah. You don't get that in most places. At the Sterling Club, that almost becomes normal. And that's why we purchased it. And we're very glad for both of you to be part of the Sterling Club.
Love it.
You know, we only have 20 slots at the Diamond Elite member level, 20 into perpetuity. And right here, Adam is one of our newest.
I'm joining, one of our newest. And we have the Meltzer Masterminds there as well.
Yeah, the Masterminds and all of our meetings, right? Board meetings, shareholder meetings.
So good.
All of it. Yeah.
And when you can make the extraordinary ordinary, that's what Tony's been doing for years, and he does it with the Sterling Club. I want to thank both of you guys for coming such a long way over to the Win. It's so nice to have Tony Drexel Smith and Adam Vincent Gilmer here with us today. Check out the Sterling Club. Check out Genetic Lifespan. Super cool. I didn't realize it was in the absorption of the cell. That's right up my alley. My alley is here at SiriusXM Studios at the Win in Las Vegas. I'm David Meltzer, and this is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.